This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. American citizen Kenneth Bae has spent nearly 10 months imprisoned in North Korea. That's longer than any other American recently held there. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korean Human Rights Issues is in Beijing for talks with his Chinese counterparts. But the State Department says there are no plans to meet with North Korean officials over the detention of Bae. But the family of the Korean-American tour operator says his situation is more urgent than ever since he fell seriously ill in detention. Liz Jones of member station KUOW reports from Seattle.
Two of the most important women in Kenneth Bae's life sit side by side on the couch in a suburban home just north of Seattle.
I'm Terry Chung. I am Kenneth Bae's sister.
Byung-hee Bae. I am his mother.
They're flipping through some family snapshots.
That's my elementary school.
Elementary school graduation.
That was South Korea also?
Yeah.
The family moved from South Korea to the U.S. in the mid-80s. Now, Kenneth and his sister are in their 40s, and Terry says their family's life right now is nothing they could have ever imagined.
You know, for a long time, because of the sensitive nature, we couldn't really talk about it publicly, so I felt like I was leading this double life, starring at some third-rate spy movie or something. You don't know who to trust, who you should talk to.
Based out of China, Kenneth Bae traveled frequently to North Korea as a tour operator and Christian missionary. But in November, he was arrested, then later convicted of committing hostile acts against the North Korean government. Details about his alleged crimes are still unclear.
All I know is that my brother is a good man. And, you know, he is religious, and, you know, his religious convictions may have been maybe a little overzealous, and I think that might have been deemed as being hostile against the state.
Bae's sentence is 15 years of hard labor. Every Wednesday, Terry and Myung-hee get together for a call with the U.S. State Department. Officials assure them they're actively working back channels toward Bae's release. Initially, the family kept quiet about his case. They feared saying the wrong thing could worsen an already delicate situation. Their position changed after Kenneth called his mom from prison.
I had to fight with the tears, but I had to ask him, what do you want me to do?
Kenneth told her he needed help from the U.S. government. The family says that's been the consistent message in his few phone calls and letters home. Myung-hee delicately unfolds a recent letter, postmarked June 22nd. Her son's handwriting in Korean goes on for two pages.
사랑하는 엄마에게,
my beloved mother,
어제 보내주신 편지를 받아보았어요.
Thank you for the letter that you sent yesterday. And, you know, don't worry too much about me.
He tells her about his life at the prison labor camp.
손이 저리고,
I know you were worried about the sunscreen, so when I go outside, I have my hat on and have a towel around my neck for working.
Myung-hee now worries about her son's deteriorating health. Kenneth suffers from diabetes, an enlarged heart, and kidney problems. It appears he's lost more than 50 pounds. Kenneth's frail condition, shown in a recent prison video, still haunts his mother.
He's not my son I remember. He looks totally broken.
In recent years, North Korea freed Americans imprisoned there only after a visit from a prominent U.S. dignitary. For Kenneth Bae's family, life is on hold until he comes home. Myung-hee spends more time alone in prayer or on her laptop scouring Asian news sites. Terry took a leave from her job as a college instructor to raise awareness about her brother's plight.
I believe that the U.S. government wants to see this American home, but when it's your family member, you know, just nothing is enough until he's home.
Terry says the longer her brother's imprisonment stretches on, the harder it is to hold on to hope. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.